who is legally qualified and a former NHS pharmacist. He's also a former regulatory pharmacist for Zeneca Pharma UK, of which you may have heard, and a former pharmacist at the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Authority, of which you may have also heard. Now, the MTPS obviously didn't think this was a conflict of interest, but I have a hunch that if you picked 1,000 people at random and asked them if they thought it was a conflict of interest to have someone with links, even past links, to the MHRA, that's the organisation which accepted £980,000 from vaccine enthusiast Bill Gates for its collaboration, and someone linked to a drug company, whether in the past or not, called Zeneca, to sit in judgment on a doctor accused of not sticking to the government's lies about COVID-19, you'd probably find that about 999 of them would regard it as a conflict of interest. Damien Cooper is something of a Renaissance man. He's listed by the MPTS as an independent commercial lawyer and a director of Damien Cooper Associates. He is or was senior legal advisor at Bupa UK Insurance, former commercial partner at DWF LLP, former legal manager at Bupa UK, former solicitor at Addleshaw Goddard LLP, former regulatory pharmacist at Zeneca Pharma UK, oh, I mentioned that, former pharmacist for the NHS Department of Health and Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Authority, sorry, I mentioned that one before, and member of the Law Society and the Royal Pharmaceutical Society, sorry. And there was, of course, a prosecutor. The lawyer prosecuting Dr. Adil was called Robin Kitching, who himself claims that his most notable legal case had something to do with a dog and the Dangerous Dogs Act. Mr. Kitching apparently does quite a bit of prosecution work on fitness to practice cases presented on behalf of the GMC before tribunals. Now, what Mr. Kitching had to say was interesting in its way. He began by saying that Dr. Adil, he called him Mr. Adil throughout, and I suspect that wasn't entirely a nod to the fact that Dr. Adil is a surgeon. He said that Dr. Adil does not pose a risk to patient safety. That's what he said. Open quotes, Mr. Adil does not pose a risk to patient safety, close quotes. And Dr. Adil himself pointed out that he'd provided over 30 years of faultless service to patients with no complaints. There aren't many doctors who can say that, especially surgeons. So why was Dr. Adil still suspended if he didn't pose a risk to patient safety? It's a bit of a puzzle. What did surprise me was that Mr. Kitching did not mention, as far as I could see, the Human Rights Act, Article 10 of which protects our right to hold an opinion and to express that opinion without government interference through writing or media appearances. I've quoted this often in the past because it's the article of the Human Rights Act which allows us freedom of expression, and the UK government signed up to it, though you'd never guess. In the past, at least one judge has, I believe, expressed the view that any tribunal and or the GMC should ask itself whether or not a doctor's rights were being trampled on if they were punished for expressing their views. In Dr. Adil's case, the Human Rights Act seems to me, have been ignored. I'm no lawyer, thank heavens, but why was that? Does the Human Rights Act not apply anymore? Did the GMC leave the human race? Is there a problem with the Human Rights Act and doctors? Or if doctors of Pakistani origin? Are we seeing racism here? I just ask questions. I don't honestly expect any answers. So why did Mr. Kitching, the fearless prosecutor, want Dr. Adil suspended from practice? Well, he seems to be still concentrating on what Dr. Adil had said over 2 years ago. The words used by the tribunal included the phrase scaremongering conspiracy theories, which of course are the sort of words one might expect from the conspirators themselves and their collaborating media friends. Maybe to scaremonger has been redefined as to tell the truth. Mr. Kitching submitted, and I'm quoting, that Mr. Adil had made a calculated attempt to undermine both government efforts to control the spread of the coronavirus and the vaccine program in development, wrapped up in a cloak of medical science and respectability. Mr. Kitching noted that the GMC position was that Mr. Adil's misconduct fell short of being fundamentally incompatible with being a doctor, and therefore it did not consider erasure to be appropriate sanction. That was the GMC's position. The sanction on which Dr. Adil was apparently imposed, because the GMC exists to promote and protect the safety of the public and to promote and maintain public confidence in the medical profession. The tribunal admitted, however, that there was no risk to patient safety in this case. So was this a punishment of a respected doctor who spoke out? Was it a warning to others? Whatever the reasoning might have been, I think they got it badly wrong, for there are many things that I suspect that the tribunal and the lawyer didn't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I suspect they didn't. Here are just a few. I hope they will all take note and look at what they did. I can, of course, prove all these statements. Anyone who describes any of these following statements as scaremongering will find themselves on the nasty end of a lawyer. Actually, all ends of a lawyer are nasty, but you know what I mean. So here we go. First, in March 2020, the UK government's own advisers officially downgraded COVID to the level of the flu. The evidence is on my website. COVID-19 was not a plague. It was and is no more than an overpromoted version of the flu. This fact is rather proved by the fact that the flu disappeared in 2020 and was not seen. There was no pandemic. That is the official position on COVID. There was no pandemic because there couldn't have been. The evidence shows it. COVID was no more deadly than the flu. As I pointed out in my first video, the coronavirus hoax, in March 2020, up to 650,000 people can die in an annual six-month flu season. That's a WHO figure, by the way. Second, there is massive confusion among doctors about the PCR test, either through unforgivable malice or unforgivable ignorance. Journalists, politicians and doctors assume that anyone with a positive PCR test has COVID-19, but the PCR test is utterly unreliable. And for that reason, the test has officially been withdrawn in the United States some time ago. My video entitled "This Needs to Be Stopped Now," which was dated the 20th of May this year, contains quotes from just a few of the scientific papers showing that the PCR test has killed people and is utterly pointless. Third, the death totals in the UK during 2020 and 2021 were average. Lots of doctors think that there were many extra deaths during those years. If they bothered to look at the official statistics, they would see that those were average years for deaths. There was no epidemic or pandemic. The same is true of other countries. Again, take a look at my website and videos for the figures. Fourth, the number of alleged deaths was massively increased by counting as deaths people who died with COVID instead of dying of COVID. If you were knocked down by a bus and then tested positive for COVID and died within 60 days, then you officially died of COVID. That was a clumsy fraud, and if a cheap con man tried a trick like that, he'd be locked up. Fifth, the lockdowns were never useful or necessary. In May 2020, I warned that the lockdowns would kill far more people than COVID. The GMC would now find it difficult to find a sane, independent doctor to disagree with that claim. Sixth, in early 2020, the medical advisers in the UK and the United States agreed that masks were dangerous and useless and that those who wore them were virtue signalling. They were right, of course. I can provide scores of scientific papers proving the danger of the public wearing masks. Seventh, thousands of elderly patients were killed in care homes by egregious medical practices which should now concern the GMC. The GMC has ignored those deaths. Eighth, the closure of hospital departments was entirely unnecessary. The long waiting lists for tests and treatments will result in millions of unnecessary deaths in the UK alone. The GMC is doing nothing about the errors, whether through ignorance or malice. which will result in those extra deaths from cancer, heart disease and so on. It seems relevant to add here that the tribunal noted, and I'm quoting, that Mr. Adil was a competent surgeon whose skills would undoubtedly be of use to the NHS at a time when it was dealing with a significant backlog of patients needing surgery. Close quotes. I could go on, but I think the point is made. The GMC's case against Dr. Adil was built on media lies, government fraud and malicious nonsense. Those doctors who spoke out against the fraud were telling the truth. The medical establishment has proved itself to be either woefully ignorant or just plain corrupt. There are, you will be surprised to hear, 300,000 doctors registered in the UK, which rather leads to the thought, how can anyone say there's a shortage? Of those 300,000, I would guess that less than 100 have had the courage or the knowledge to speak out against the lies being told about COVID. So, if the GMC and its tribunals really want to protect patients, rather than protect the pharmaceutical industry and the government, there are 299,900 doctors in the UK who are either clinically insane or completely dishonest. Those are the doctors the GMC should be targeting. None of the doctors who supported the official line on COVID is fit to practice. As I have been saying for over 18 months, the doctors who gave COVID-19 jabs, which they should have known don't work but are dangerous, should be struck off the medical register for life and they should be arrested for assault. Those doctors have been criminally negligent for maintaining a lie and profiting by giving a deadly injection. I should point out, incidentally, that Dr. Adil was not paid to speak out about COVID any more than I've ever been. A lot of doctors made a lot of money out of giving all those COVID jabs. Everything I've just said is true. The evidence is all in my videos, and though all the videos which were on YouTube were removed by the government-approved anti-truth censors, the transcripts are on my website. Anyone who claims otherwise is a liar, and that includes the entire General Medical Council, the BBC and the mainstream media. And I challenge the GMC to find one person whose health has been directly damaged by any of the doctors who've spoken out against the COVID fraud. I can, on the other hand, produce evidence that untold thousands have been killed or made ill by the lies which have been told by those parroting the official party line. But I repeat, the GMC can't find one person who's been hurt by those of us who have told the truth. The General Medical Council in the UK and other similar bodies elsewhere has betrayed patients and is helping to sustain the greatest and most deadly fraud in history. One final word. A couple of years ago, before I was condemned as a conspiracy theorist, every newspaper and broadcaster in the United Kingdom would have reported on this scandal, for it is a scandal. In the days before I was alleged to be a conspiracy theorist, I'd had over 5,000 articles and columns in the UK national press, and I know that this story would have been given massive exposure. Today, the mainstream media will ignore this scandal because it is inconvenient and embarrassing. And so, if you have a Twitter account or a Facebook page or any other social media account, I need your help. I'm banned from all social media and from YouTube, of course. I'm banned for telling the truth, which is regarded as dangerous these days. Oddly, the other day, the national press in the UK was full of the news that some Canadian professor had been temporarily suspended from Twitter. I've been permanently barred from all social media for 2.5 years, and no one defending press freedom has murmured an objection. If the GMC scandal is to be given any publicity at all, then I, Dr. Adil, and other doctors who are speaking out rely on you. Send copies of this video to the GMC, your doctor, and every bit of the media you can find. I really do wonder if anyone at the GMC or its tribunal service is proud of what they do. Thank you for watching An Old Man in a Chair. Thanks to Mohammed Butt and to Brand New Tube. Please spread my videos about on other platforms such as BitChute. My thanks to everyone who's done this. Please do translations too. For the record, this channel has not been monetized. None of my videos ever has been. because I don't want ads on my videos. There are no ads, no sponsors, and no request for funds on videos or websites. Please don't forget to watch my friend Dr. Colin Barron's amazing videos, always pertinent, always entertaining. Read the Light Paper and visit thelightpaper.co.uk. Please visit my own websites, vernoncolman.org and vernoncolman.com. There are free articles and new stuffs added most days. Remember too, I'm banned from all social media. Anything you see with my name on it on Facebook, Telegram, LinkedIn, Twitter or anywhere which is pretending to be from me is fake and should be reported. Finally, though it may feel like it at times, please remember, you are not alone. More and more people are waking up, and once they're awake, they don't go back to sleep. We are already a far bigger force than the conspirators would have you believe. If we're going to win this war, then we have to fight hard and with determination and with passion and with the truth. Distrust the government, avoid mass media, and fight the lies. And remember, we have God on our side. Thank you for watching An Old Man in a Chair.
And his facial recognition, so folks on Pain.tv and the Pain.tv app, you get to see the facial recognition. Facial. What the fuck, man? God fucking damn it, you fucking asshole motherfucker. Facial recognition. What the fuck am I in a briefing? Jesus Christ, you simple motherfucker. I'll be here all night fucking up like this. All night. Well, you can tell I'm shaking off the fucking rust a little bit. A day and a half off in this business, so you sound like a fucking moron.
There's no such thing as a quick one. I'm out of here. Thank you all very much.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have above, if the Bible tells you so? How do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean and a voice that came from you and me. Oh, and while the king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. While the sergeants played a marching tune, we all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed the day the music died? We started singing. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died, and they were singing bye-bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die.